Good Tuesday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison. Welcome to Kicking Up Dust. I'm recording this from Savannah, Georgia this afternoon, and it's a real pretty view of the river heading into town. So the market's not a real pretty view here this afternoon. The only thing that did well at the end of the day was the corn market that came back on the new crop side of things. Wrote a little bit about that in the market report last night, that the corn market looked like it's kind of getting overdone a little bit, especially for new crop. And I know we're making good progress and getting some of the crop in the ground, but it is awful early. It's still not even May yet, and you can bet that we're probably going to have a weather event or two that scare us a little bit along the way. And so I think we're seeing the market, again, oversold enough that we're getting a little correction here in that new crop market. But really the big story is in the old crop. Continues to be liquidation. We continue to be priced high in the United States relative to competition in South America, relative to competition out of Russia on wheat. There's a lot of, just say it, crap going around, you know, going back and forth between Russia and the EU, the United Nations, about the Black Sea Trade Agreement and who's going to, you know, abide by what and who's not going to, and is it going to be extended, all that good stuff. But the point is, right at the moment, we've got a lot of grain available around the world. It's getting cheap with the harvest coming on the southern hemisphere right now, and that's really weighing on some of these markets, especially the soybean market. We've got some rain in the forecast for southwest Kansas, Oklahoma, southeast Colorado, the Texas Panhandle over the next several days, and so that's we're seeing some of the risk premium coming out of the Kansas City market, which, you know, if you look at KC wheat versus Chicago right now, it's $1.80 premium. So you look at that by itself and you say, well, why is that? You know, if Chicago wheat's only worth $6.40, then should KC wheat be worth $8.20? And, you know, maybe the answer is no. And so you're seeing some of that premium coming out of that market as well. In corn, we're still a little bit disappointed by the export inspections yesterday. And again, we've got some pretty good prospects coming out of the southern hemisphere right now. So all of those things continue to weigh on the markets. You know, you look ahead to the weather, looks like it's fairly clear through the Corn Belt. Looks like we're going to get some planting done. Not sure how quickly we're going to get started up north, but the central and southern parts of the belt have gotten off to a good start. Southeast has gotten off to a good start. So all in all, most crops except for spring wheat off to a better than average start this time of the year. So the rundown tonight in the markets: May corn was down 4¾ cents at 646.5. December corn, though, up 3/4 at 548.25. Actually traded down to 541¾ is the low, and that's been the recent low that we've seen in that market. May soybeans down 20 cents at 1445¼. November soybeans down 10¾ at 1266. July Chicago wheat down 4 at 653. Kansas City July wheat was down 14½ at 803. Minneapolis May wheat down a nickel at 837¾. September Minneapolis wheat down 4 at 835¼. May cotton down 198 at 77 cents even. December cotton down 191 at 79.37. May rice down 4 points at 1690. August live cattle down 50 cents at 162.95. August feeders up 17 cents at 229.50, a new high there. And the August hogs down 20 cents at 91.02. The dollar index was firm all day, gaining back some of recent losses. It was up half a point. Crude oil continues to struggle, down $1.56 at 77.20. Gold is up $9 at 2008 an ounce. The Dow down 300 points here going into the close at 33,701. The S&P down 58 points at 4101 here this afternoon. No reports today. Tomorrow we get weekly ethanol numbers. Thursday we get weekly export sales numbers. But really this week, you know, it'll be probably about Russia, and it'll be about planting progress. It'll be about this premium that's still in these old crop markets. You know, you look at corn. May corn is trading nearly a dollar over December tonight, even after the sell-off recently. May soybeans trading $1.80, almost $1.90 above November soybeans. The wheat market not inverted, but again, I mentioned that KC's trading at $1.80 over Chicago right now. So a lot of focus on these spreads, and do they need to be, you know, given the incentives that they're given right now, do we need to try to reduce demand in the old crop corn and bean markets? Does KC, we really need to hold that premium, especially when there's Russian wheat available, et cetera, et cetera. So that's really going to be the feature of the markets here over the next several days. You know, we've kind of pushed some of these markets into oversold conditions. You know, the corn, beans, you got the RSIs down in the 30s now, stochastics kind of trying to maybe make us a little bit of a bottom, cotton, same boat. So, you know, again, it's April. So, you know, there's really, we're taking some of the risk premium out of the new crop, and wouldn't be a shock to see a turnaround here by the end of the week, but not today. We're still trading really the weakness in the old crop, and that's really been the driver here over the last several sessions. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust.
Oh, show them how a country girl does it one time now.